It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review two gay movies in the independent circuit, the crowdfunded DC parody The People's Joker, and the COVID-19 comedy Stress Positions. In The People's Joker, Vera Drew makes her acting and directorial debut as a gay male comedian from Smallville, get it? Who travels to Gotham City to become a comedian under the name Joker the Harley Quinn. And it's also interesting how he sparks a romance with Mr. J, played by Kane Distler, who looks like the Suicide Squad version and has been released from an abusive relationship. And Stress Positions tells the story of an unemployed gay man named Terry, played by John Early, who fears the virus, went through a bad divorce, and must care for his Moroccan-American nephew, played by Palestinian model Kaher Harhash, who injures his leg in a scooter accident. And among the other residents in the apartment, there's Terry's trans woman best friend Carla, played by the writer and director Theda Hamill, who lives with her writer girlfriend Vanessa, played by Amy Zimmer. And there's also his neighbor Coco, played by Rebecca F. Wright, whom the nephew connects with, even though his uncle isn't fond of their friendship. Both these comedies are very funny and feature outspoken gay characters whom you want to get to know more of, but I prefer The People's Joker over Stress Positions because it merges the qualities of a buddy comedy, a fight against homophobia, and a gay DC parody, while the other film feels underwritten and a little overwhelming at times. You want more out of the characters on both sides of the equation. My final analysis, The People's Joker gets 3.5 stars, while Stress Positions gets 2.5. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube. Under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.